The military, rescue workers and locals spent hours picking through mud and debris, searching for signs of life. In this poor neighbourhood in Colombia's Dos Quebradas region, heavy rain continued through the night, loosening the soil on the mountain. By morning, a large chunk had broke free, burying the homes below.
It was a very loud bang at 6:30 in the morning, and it swept away all the houses in front of it, about six houses, including the people inside.
It felt like the whole world was coming down. My brother was shouting, get out of the river, it's overflowing. And when we got out, the tragedy had already happened. People were shouting. My brother pulled a lady out who had already died. My father pulled out an elderly lady who was our lifelong neighbour.
Families from dozens of homes have been moved away from danger zones. Local authorities say the nearby Otun River is overflowing and the soil on the mountain remains unstable. They also fear any more mudslides could block the river and cause major flooding.
First, we're working on the rescue. Secondly, we are mitigating the risk factor in the upper part of the landslide, which are the water flows and the factors that generated the disaster, the emergency.
The death toll is expected to rise as many have been taken to hospital with critical injuries. The problem of mudslides is common here during the rainy season and has led to major catastrophes in the past, the biggest in 2017, when 320 people were killed in the southern Putumayo province. Those most vulnerable often live in poorly constructed wooden homes built on mountains in valleys and along rivers. In Dos Quebradas, it's those impoverished communities who are left not only displaced, but dealing with the deaths of family members. Laura Burden-Manley, Al Jazeera.